On Wednesdays, our business report focuses on the workplace.
Today, criticizing your boss. It's an urge that most people have had at one time or another. When, if ever, that's an appropriate thing to do is the question at hand. To sort through the risks and benefits of such a thing, we called syndicated workplace columnist Bob Rosner. He writes a blog called Working Wounded and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
So is there ever a situation where it's appropriate for an employee to criticize the boss?
Well, there are situations where it's appropriate and there are situations where you've got to be a little crazy. I would say things like your salary, your job responsibilities, deadlines, it really makes sense to criticize your boss. Things like how your boss decides to do their job and fluorescent lighting, that seems a little on the silly side.
But interesting that you think, in a sense, criticizing the boss when it comes to, say, your salary, I would think that would be a touchy area.
I think of criticizing your boss like a game of Russian roulette. Most of the time, you won't get shot in the head, but it does have the opportunity when you criticize the boss to blow up in your face. So you have to think about, even if you have a great relationship with your boss, every time you offer anything that could be perceived as a criticism, you have to realize you only have a limited number of shots in which to do it.
So maybe we should define our terms here, because sometimes criticism is about, as you said, you know, how bad the lighting is in the company or the boss's sense of style. But if you were criticizing the boss in regards to your salary, what would you be saying?
Well, let me back up for a second and say, Renee, most bosses are insecure. So therefore, anything that's challenging them, the status quo, is potentially a criticism. Now, I don't want to say all bosses are brittle, but you have to start from a place that they're potentially insecure, and this potentially could be seen as a problem. And so in terms of your salary, you know, you're potentially criticizing your boss because they're not acknowledging your performance through appropriate salary recognition, whatever.
So it's implicit in requesting, say, an upgrade of some sort.
Yeah. If you're challenging the status quo, it's a criticism.
So it sounds to me as if you're saying, when you criticize your boss, you have to do it in a way that it seems not to be critical of the boss.
Constructive criticism versus critical criticism. You know, there are ways to challenge your boss that will be heard and received. And then there's kind of getting in their face unnecessarily, which can potentially cause you problems. I don't want to say that the relationship with your boss, you should be walking on eggshells and, you know, you always need to be careful. But on the other hand, you kind of do.
Kind of do, because what about, say, the relationship you have, say, with the company? You're standing in the company. A boss can really affect that.
Exactly. So I have the four M's for criticizing your boss, four M words. The first one is mirror. How before you criticize your boss, look in the mirror. How are you perceived? The perception that the boss and people have of you will have a great deal of bearing on how your criticism is heard. Motive. What is your motive for criticizing the boss? Do you really want to improve things? Is it really constructive criticism, or is there a little bit of vindictiveness in what you're saying? Mood. Your boss is always going to be more responsive when they're in a good mood. And measured. You always want to present a professional, well-thought-out case. You want to be calm, and you want to talk very clearly. You need to criticize the boss very, very carefully. They're not a peer. They sign your paycheck. They sign your performance reviews. You really have to proceed down that slippery slope very, very cautiously.
Syndicated workplace columnist Bob Rosner writes the blog Working Wounded. Bob, thank you.
Thank you.